Dormitory life is often a little grungy, but at St. Mary's College of Maryland, building conditions were so bad, they moved some students out. The school is giving them sort of a semester at sea. Actually, the students are living on a cruise ship. It's docked in a river just off campus. NPR's Binish Ahmed reports on this impromptu floating residence hall.
Late-night fire drills are an all-too-common part of the college experience. But instead of shrieking sirens, a couple hundred students in St. Mary City, Maryland, will hear this sound in case of emergencies. The deep tubatutes come from the Sea Voyager. It's a nearly 300-foot cruise ship that's docked just off St. Mary's riverfront campus. The ship was brought in when two different dorms were deemed uninhabitable due to mold. Joseph Ergo is president of the small liberal arts college. He says the floating residence hall makes perfect sense for St. Mary's.
The river's a really critical part of the college's identity. So having this here in some ways is really an organic solution for us.
The St. Mary's Seahawks are known for aquatic sports. Their sailing team has won many national titles. So when a sailor alumnus mentioned the Sea Voyager was available, the college moved quickly. It was already spending around $1 million on hotels and shuttles for the display students. The cruise ship didn't cost much more. Still, the decision came as a surprise to students. They were in for an even bigger surprise when they started moving into the ship's cabins.
Hey, Mom, look how tiny it is!
Mary Beth McAndrews is a freshman at St. Mary's. At 5 feet 10 inches, her feet hang off her new bed. There's hardly enough room for two of these mini beds in the room, even without the clothes, books, and shoes she and her roommate will house here. McAndrews' mom looks for the bright side in all of this, which is quite literally the afternoon sun reflecting on the St. Mary's River. Her daughter isn't impressed.
Look at that. It's pretty.
That is pretty, but I can't live out there.
She'd prefer more space, but McAndrews is taking the experience in stride.
It's aggravating now, but in the long run, I'll be like, hey, I lived in a boat in college, and a hotel, and a dorm. I lived in three different places my first semester of college, so it's a fun story to tell people.
Down the hall, Diana Zhang is taking a first look at her cabin cubicle. She and her roommate, Catherine DeCesare, have brought only the bare minimum. Zhang says the shifts have taken a toll on her grades.
The moving in and moving out, being late for the classes, you miss the stuff which you're supposed to learn.
St. Mary's isn't the first college to charter a ship because of adverse circumstances. Some New Orleans-area colleges took the same route when residence halls were ravaged by Hurricane Katrina. Anthony Lorino is a chief financial officer at Tulane University. He says the cruise ship wasn't exactly a luxury liner.
It was not paradise. It was nice, it was clean, but it wasn't extravagant.
There were no chocolate fountains or slot machines, and the bar was closed. St. Mary's Sea Voyager doesn't even have laundry machines for students to use. With limited occupancy and tight security, the Sea Voyager is unlikely to become party central. Although, St. Mary's students could prove to be as resourceful as their college's administrators. Binish Ahmed, NPR News, Washington.
Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Corey Turner and Franklin Cater, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Rob Ballinger, Brendan Banaszak, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, Carol Klinger, and Abby Sykes.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.